In recent weeks, there have been a handful of child deaths linked to the Florida Department of Children and Families and its investigators. The latest is a 2-year-old who died over the weekend. The scandal has already caused former Secretary David Wilkins to step down, and Esther Jacobo is now the new interim head. And in a webcast Tuesday, Jacobo told a group of DCF staff it's time the agency learned from these tragedies.
So I encourage you to refocus and look again at the things that we are doing. Every case must be the same importance as every other case on your caseload. So you must treat every case as if it could be the next tragedy. And this is because it's the right thing to do, because each child and each family is counting on us to do that.
Well, I think it's a good place to start. I think that there are, you know, some critical issues affecting this agency at this point.
That second voice is Howard Talenfeld, the president of advocacy group Florida Children First. He says Jacobo needs to move the department back to being more transparent, and he says it should start working with more community partners like it did before former Secretary Wilkins took the reins.
And if Secretary Jacobo can put this agency back on that track, that would be the first large step towards improving the system and the outcomes and safety for children in foster care.
Talenfeld says he also applauds the efforts of Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel of Hollywood, who he says will bring even more transparency to the Child Welfare Agency. As the head of the Florida Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee, Sobel is expected to hold a hearing on the child deaths in September. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.